Hello and welcome to Thursday's GSFM for the very last day of June. Hard to believe that half of 2011 is down already, isn't it? Absolutely. Good news and bad news on the throat front. The bad news is that it's not any better, but the good news is that it's not any worse. So we'll struggle on and hopefully tomorrow will be a much better day. Let's have a look back and see what's happening down through the years on the 30th of June. Well, on this day in 1859, Charles Blondin became the first person to cross Niagara Falls on a tightrope, something you can be guaranteed you will not see Ger Sweeney ever attempting, I promise you. 1921, the Radio Corporation of America, RCA, was formed. 1936, Margaret Mitchell's book Gone with the Wind was published in New York City. In 1953, the first Corvette rolled off the Chevrolet assembly line in Flint. It sold for a whopping $3,250. And in 1953, that was a lot of dollars. Indeed it was. 1974, Russian ballet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defected in Toronto, Canada. 1975, Cher and Greg Allman were married. They were divorced 10 days later. You kind of get an idea that they would have known this, wouldn't you? But anyway, 1985, Yul Brynner left his role as the King of Siam after 4,600 performances in The King and I. There we go. Some stories making headlines down through the years on the 30th of June. Can I say happy birthday to two GSFM friends? Debbie Harrod is in Montana. Hi, Debbie. A very happy birthday to you. Have a wonderful day and keep those posts coming, won't you? Ken O'Shaughnessy in Ennis celebrates his birthday today. Old man, happy birthday to you. Have a great day as well. You celebrate your birthdays with Lena Horne, born in 1917. Susan Hayward, 1919. Glenn Sherrock of the Little River Band, 1944. Mike Tyson, 1966. Ralph Schumacher, the Formula One driver, born in 1975. And Cheryl Cole in 1983. So there we go. Right, let's take a listen to yesterday's song, and then we've got something new today. Fair, of course, was the answer. There were so many people in just after midnight, but Tom Eustace, you won. Yes, you absolutely won. Congratulations to you. What do you like? Brilliant though, absolutely. We're going back to our mystery voice today. Some people have asked me to do a few mystery voices, so alright, we'll do a few anyway, see how we get on. Take a listen to this man and see if you can identify him for me, please.
Nobody invites me.
No. The poor thing, nobody invites him. What's he talking about? Party? What?
Nobody invites me.
Any idea who that man is? If you do, I'd like to hear from you, please. Our useless fact for today, 96% of people put the peanut butter on first when making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Of course we do. It'd be rather messy if we did it the other way around. There we go. That's our useless fact for today. And tomorrow, the useless fact will be surrounding wedding cards. Oh, okay. Look forward to your company then. In the meantime, have a super Thursday. Thank you for listening to GSFM. From me, Ger Sweeney. Bye-bye now.